علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the one or two phrases of the 185th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam warns the community and the people and all those involved in the leadership from being drunk with blessings. And being drunk with blessings basically means that type of blessing, or the blessing that a person faces and achieves and has and possesses, becomes a source of forgetting their aims and objectives and goals, and sometimes also may lead a person to become sinful and evil and bad. Now, this is of course something that needs to be analyzed and has been analyzed, that the main reason is the love that a person gets of the world in their heart, and when a person is not prepared spiritually to have those blessings, as such, we should always, as believers, struggle to spiritually strengthen ourselves as we also struggle to material progress. And this balance has to be always there so that, inshallah, we are able to make use of the blessings in the right way.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, one of the things that is very important to keep in mind is a society, especially when it comes to a community, a big community like a country, or a, for example, a tribe, like a tribe or something like that. If we have a community like that, then it is very crucial that the leadership purifies itself from these false attachments to the world. And the leadership and those people in authority at different levels should not have that kind of, you can say, drunkenness with worldly and material issues. Because what happens is one of the reasons why a community or a people or citizens begin to dislike their leaders and their elders is when they see and notice that the leaders and elders are just focused and fixated on their own material progress. And sometimes they might not be like that. But when people see that they're just becoming rich and richer, then they might have a misconception in their minds. You know, sometimes a leader or, for example, a person in leadership might suddenly get some wealth, for example, as an inheritance or something like that. Still, he needs to be careful because people can have different types of interpretations. And therefore, in order for the leadership and the governing group to be loved by the people, they need to try to achieve a simpler lifestyle. Does that mean that we need our aims should to be simple? The reason why we should be simple is to attract the love of the people. Is that the reason why we should do actions? Of course not. We should do actions only to please Allah. But when we notice that if we become affluent in this way and we start to spend in ways that are not good or overspend as leaders of a community for our own personal, let's say, gains and personal, material progress, then people become disoriented people. They start to get doubts and confused. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Nahjul Balagha, translated as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings that reflected Imam Ali's profound insights on governance, ethics, spirituality, and social justice. Sayyid Razi's meticulous work in preserving and presenting Imam Ali's words has made Nahjul Balagha a timeless source of inspiration for scholars, theologians, and seekers of wisdom.
Now, as those people that have experience in leadership and governance, they will tell you that people, you need always the support of the people to be able to progress in your aims and objectives. That includes an Islamic system also. If there's an Islamic system, the aim of that Islamic system is to uphold the values of Islam. And in order for those values to be upheld, people need to be there to support the government. People need to be there to uphold those values. What happens is that when there is a society, when there is a group of people in the leadership or in the structure, in the government structures, that start to, for example, maybe become a bit corrupt here and there, and they start to become wealthy in ways that are not clear, people start to become disoriented, disenchanted, and therefore you will see that their support will also wane. So what should these groups of people do? They need to focus on serving. When they focus on serving, then you'll notice that people will see the fruits and the results of their service. People will notice the simplicity of their lifestyle, and they will love that particular leadership and those particular groups of people. And alhamdulillah, if you notice our ulama, our maraji, look at how simple they live. And this simplicity in their lifestyle is what has caused the people to love and always be attached to these systems. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all the other systems that are in various places of the of the Islamic world, they purge out those corrupt elements, and we are able to see a pure group of people leading the communities towards the goals and objectives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom. Oh.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه